Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
Went to the communion service last night over at Oak Grove, Sylacauga, Alabama. And I was asked to do the bread and part of the wine. You know how it is when you get back home, you still got more.
Yeah.
More you want to say and bring out. St. John chapter 6 talks about Christ being the bread. Bread of life. You know, I know my wife sometimes she does get aggravated. I ask her to come in for work, first thing, just about it, other than I love you, glad to be home, is what's for supper? That's just, man wants to eat all the time. For I get up in the morning, I'm hungry. Up middle of the day, I want to eat again. Lunchtime, I generally eat about 6 times a day. I'm hungry for something to eat. Don't eat a lot, but a little bit long. And so are we toward Christ Jesus. He is our bread of our life. He is the bread of God. Amen. What was on my mind too last night when I laid down was no man can.
Right.
That's comes out of John 6:44. No man can come to me. Some folks don't like that. They think they can just go to God whenever they can just suit themselves. But I don't find that the way it is, Brother Vaughn. I find out that I will not go to God of my own accord. It's not by my will, not by my want, not by anyone else's want or desire. I can't make anybody go. But when something's changed in them, then man can.
Right.
You know, I thought about too, about Apostle Paul. He really thought he was doing right. And he was actually having brothers and sisters of the faith taken to have them killed. I believe man enjoyed it, Brother Vaughn, because he was going to another city, right, and he had on his mind to destroy those folks, those that would not follow the Jewish faith at that time, those that pronounced Christianity. He was having them crucified, thinking he was doing right. Nobody could change his mind. He was dead set on having this done. Well, guess what? God fixed that.
Right.
The only one that can change a person to the point where they start loving things that they once hated and hate those things they once loved, it's got to be God.
Right.
No man can, but only God can change you. And God does change his people. He changes from our first nature wanting to sin and destroy things to start loving things. The fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. This is out of Galatians 5:22, if you just want to look it up or write it down. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Man doesn't have that in him. He don't care for it until he can, by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, being born again. I didn't have anything to do with my first natural born in this world. Neither did I have anything to do with my spiritual born. I can't turn to God and say, hey, God, born me again. That won't work. God's got to do the work. God does do the work. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Right.
Who's going to raise him up? You're going to raise. I find too, there's no way, you know, any other way that we can come before Almighty God except through the blood of Jesus Christ and none other.
Right.
We can't qualify ourselves. We maybe think we're so good, but we can't be good enough.
Right.
Our righteousness, as we find in the scriptures, is as filthy rags. We do filthy rags. Push them aside and destroy them. Whether you burn them up or just get them out of sight, you don't want to be about them. They mess up the place. That's our righteousness. That's the best old natural man can do.
Right.
But we have a righteousness through the blood of Jesus Christ, giving God the praise, honor, and glory of what his Son that was sent here to come and do the will of God. Because you back up and read over there, 38, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will. This is Christ speaking. This is words that Brother St. John was writing down, what the Holy Spirit had moved him to write this down. Let me back up 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me.
Right.
You mean to tell me Christ Jesus was sent down here to do something that, God sent him to do? Yes, he did. Did he complete that, Brother Vaughn? I believe he did.
Yes.
Goes on reading, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all, I got that underlined in my Bible, all which he has given me. He gave a people to him to take care of before the foundation of the world. We find that Ephesians 1:4 talks about it. Well, other places it talks about he gave a people to Christ Jesus to take care of. He came and bled and died to take care of their sin problem.
Right.
And when he takes care of that sin problem, then we're going to be able to pull ourselves away from him. I don't find that. Matter of fact, Paul over here mentions that to us over in Romans chapter 8. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principles, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. All that the Father gave him will be housed in heaven and more glory because of what Jesus Christ came and bled and, did on the cross to pay for their sin debt. This is the confidence reason I'm able to sleep at night, Brother Vaughn. Yes. The reason I'm able to, I meet people out here in this world and they of another denomination, they start telling me these other things, but the thing about it, they still believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Right. They are children of God. They get confused thinking they had something to do with it. No, they didn't have anything to do with it. It's by God's mercy. It's been manifested to them, and they accept the fact that they are the children of God, but they're not trying to accept Jesus and the fact that they're trying to make themselves children of God. They have a mind to accept it.
Right. Amen.
All he has given me should come. Excuse me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. Wow. But should raise it up again at the last day. He didn't call them out there by different names and different denominations. All those that the Father gave him will be in heaven in mortal glory. And when we understand this and believe this, I'm going to pull out one other place over here. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth is born of God.
Right.
I skipped a little bit. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Right.
Who is Christ? Christ is the one that came to redeem us back to God, to clear up our sin problem.
Right.
We, the children of God, those that gave Jesus, gave Christ a people to take care of. And he did it. Who was this man? Who was this Christ? Jesus, born there in Nazareth a little over 2,000 years ago to a virgin woman. He was the one, Brother Vaughn. His father was God and not Joseph. You know, that's disputed over here in this over here in chapter 6 in St. John. Goes on down here in verse 41. And the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Now we're still talking about Jesus Christ being the bread, what we're supposed to concentrate, what we think about, who we dwell upon. They can understand that he's being the bread. They said, is not this Jesus the son of Joseph? See, they still were still stuck on the fact that Joseph, they're thinking that he was their natural father.
Right.
He was not. He was an adopted father. Jesus was born to Mary by the Holy Spirit,
yes,
impregnating her, giving her a child in the womb.
Yes.
This is a Jesus that had a perfect father who sinned not. This is a Jesus whose father and mother we know. How is it then that he says, I come down from heaven? Yes, he did come down from heaven.
Yes.
There was the Holy Spirit, and he had a natural body. I was thinking about that last night in our communion service. He had a natural body just like the one sitting on the bench right now. And his body was given on the cross for old sinners like you and me.
Yes.
It was broken. He shed his light, his blood on the cross. He gave his body to what? To pay the sin debt that we could not pay. Justice. God's justice required a perfect sacrifice.
Right.
Jesus never, ever sinned. He went to the cross to die for sinners. This is the one that we are supposed to dwell upon and think about. We are to give God honor.
Right.
Want to do the work of God? Over there it says in 28, we're still in John chapter 6. And they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent.
Right.
So God sent his son down here to take care of a people that he gave to him before the foundation of the world, that we sinned, our father Adam sinned, we all are sinners, but Jesus came down here to take care of us. He bled and died on the cross, and he gave his life for us, and now we're able to go back before God by the grace and work of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Therefore, he can say, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me, talking about Christ, and I will raise him up at the last day. You mean to tell me some of them are not going to make it? Well, you might as well just take out verse 39 completely, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
From what I'm seeing, he said, all that the Father gave me will be housed in heaven. That all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. He's not going to lose anybody in eternally. That's predestination right there in a nutshell. All those that the Father gave him will be there. The acts of men stays here on earth.
Right.
Thank God it stays here on earth.
Right.
He's able to. He cleaned us up before Almighty God. But while we're living here, how do we walk in this life? It's how we're able to enjoy the fruits of the land, the fruits of the church. All right, let's look at right quick at this. When a child is born into a family, they have nourishment from the mother.
Yes.
They have the father's protection. It's not until, 2 years old, 3 years old, they really start being able to speak in such a manner we can understand them.
Yeah.
And they start understanding. And when they see a father and see their mother, they recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
How is it this in the church, Brother Vaughn? There's so many brothers and sisters that are born to the Spirit of God who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but they've not come to the full knowledge of it. They say, I have a father. They say it maybe in their heart.
Right.
But when they get it to the lips and speak it outwardly, they're able to save themselves from what? This untoward generation, that they're able now to believe that Jesus Christ is the man that God sent down here to redeem us, to stand in the place of our sins.
Right.
That is the bread of life, Brother Vaughn. That's what comes down from heaven. That's what feeds us. That's what sustains us as we travel in this old world. If it's not that, I've got nothing. And you have nothing if it's not all about Jesus Christ, him being the bread of life.
Right.
We've got nothing. We have nothing.
Right.
But praise be unto God, he loved us so much. He did this for us. And thanks be unto God, he manifested, he revealed it to us. What are you going to do with it now that you see this and now that you understand it? I want to praise God for it, that I may have... be more of a fruitful bearing child of God.
Yes.
So when a little child turns to the mother and father in years to come, they usually say, Lord, or turn to the mother and father and say, thank you for what you've done for me. Don't that make you feel good as a parent? Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad, for looking after me when I couldn't take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The parent is humbled. The parent has been doing it all along. Now the child starts to see it.
Right.
When we start being converted to the truth, that's my mom and dad, converted, but this is my God, we cry, I have a father even more sincerely.
Amen.
And our prayers now start being with more worthiness to God and realizing we all depend everything upon God. So many folks, go on and read, I love this chapter 6 all through here. The folks... a lot of them don't want to admit to this. And Jesus was there speaking to them and telling them this. The words, matter of fact, how did Peter put it? Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
That's right.
But over here in chapter 60 of this, 59, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, saying, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? Many of them walked away. Many of them won't stay with old Primitive Baptists. That's okay.
Yes.
That's okay. We love them just the same. Mm-hmm. We're sad-hearted. We wish they'd stay with us. We're trying to teach them what God has done for His people. It's all about what God has done and not what we've done. What we've done is sin and done wrong. Exactly. But God has fixed it. And we'll be housed in heaven and immortal glory because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. What am I supposed to do? Believe it.
Right.
Do the work of God, and that is to believe that He is the one that was sent to this earth to take care of His people.
Right.
That's simple. So anyway, y'all go back and look in that chapter 6 of St. John. It's a beautiful. And he also says again in verse 65, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." Another little extra reading, you want to stick with that. Romans chapter 9. It talks about over there the potter and the clay. Verse 20. "But now, man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay?"
Right.
He has power over you, Brother Bond. He has power over me. And thankful for it.
Yes.
Glory be to Him. And if He destroyed me, glory be to God.
Right.
"Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another dishonor? What if God, willing to show His wrath and to make His power known, endureth much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy which He hath afore prepared unto glory?" It's by God's mercy that we have been blessed to know, have this knowledge. It's been given to us. Now, it's been given to you. The thing of it is, what are you going to do with what He's given to you? Are you going to just waste it? Or are you going to act upon it and honor your Heavenly Father while you're traveling this old world, that you be more fruitful? That's the whole reason to come to church, is to learn how to be more fruitful, better fruitful, not to make yourself a child of God, but to show that you are a child of God, and you want to know how to act among the children of God and how to honor our God properly. He does come in among us and walk among us because He is a spirit. And when we walk in the spirit and the truth, He will walk in among us and give us more understanding and better comprehension of what He has done for His people. I hope this helps y'all a little bit. Go back and read chapter 6 of St. John. It's beautiful. I know a lot of folks walked away and don't want to stay with that. They think they got something to do with it. God bless them, they don't. Not eternal.
That's true.
But while we travel this old world, yeah, we got a work to do, and that's to believe it. But eternally, all those that the Father gave Him will be housed in heaven and immortal glory. I can rest assured at night that all those given Him will be housed there.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of their will, because they might reject. You know, that's another thing that bothers me. Folks say, "Well, I can reject Christ." You mean you got more power than God? Come again. You better rethink that one.
Yeah.
You better rethink that one. We have a merciful God.
Right.
And He does take care of His people. Thank y'all for your precious time. Come on, Brother Bond.